Paradigma tiene su raíz en el griego.
Paradigm comes from the Greek paradigma, which means model, standard, or example. Well, there are more developed explanation as the result of uses and customs of beliefs, established beliefs and half-truths. A paradigm is a law until it is ousted by a new law. So a change in paradigm involves a deep change in a mindset and values that reflect reality. In this time of change, we focus on the pace and depth of change that is taking place at a social, personal, conceptual, spiritual, and political levels, and obviously in the world of classical music. Those who believe in social action through music, among which I'm included, dream of creating a broad framework leading to actual social impact where music will act as a fundamental tool. This framework involves the participation of other players like public administrations dealing with education, culture, and social services, and why not the private sphere?
I think that there must be a shared objective, which is to move to a social model which will be focused on values that are more human, less materialistic, and we feel that music, for example, a symphony orchestra, can be a trigger and a driver for change within a more comprehensive framework. At least that would be, I think, the ideal. Having given you this brief introduction, let me explain our framework, which is actually very small. Within this ideal framework, we operate mostly in the city of Valladolid, although our objective is to bring in more regions. We operate within the framework of some formal but also verbal agreements. We also have partnerships as well as ad hoc partnerships and collaborations with various institutions and entities. It all began back in 2010 as part of the general objectives of the hall and the orchestra. We established the social and educational area, and it was one of our strategic pillars from the start. During the first semester of that year, we designed a strategic plan, and then in September, we began to carry out various activities, beginning with the concert season. We've been very lucky to have different sources of inspiration, like Vicente Alarso and David Ballesteros, who are here today. And they've done some very valuable work advising us and supporting us. We've also been highly motivated by projects such as those of The System, In Harmony, the Amadeus Foundation in Medellin, and all those other small projects that develop in thousands of places all over the world, which show the strength and the positive impact that music can have on a whole society. To design our social program, we started out from some key priorities, which were, first of all, honesty. We feel that this is really serious matter, and so you have to believe in what you're saying and doing, and we feel that must be the case for all actors involved. Then commitment, as I said, commitment starts with the orchestra and its musicians. The social program or action is carried out 100% by our musicians in the orchestra. Also, the commitment of various other actors, and we have to add value to the projects, and that means funding for our ongoing projects, plus additional funding provided for ongoing workshops, which we provide by buying percussion instruments or by receiving small amounts of money that can be used to drive the projects. I think there are two essential elements so that we can be successful over time in these projects, and that's continuity and regularity. These mostly are projects that take place on an ongoing basis, and they've been successful, I think, thanks to the involvement of our professionals. We currently have 7 projects underway. We have interactive workshops, the accessible music series, the percussion workshop at the Minors Detention Center, an orchestral rehearsal program, and interactive concerts. 5 of them are targeted at specific vulnerable segments. The other 2 would not maybe appear to be part of a social program, since we generally think about projects targeting populations at risk or populations with very specific needs. But it's sometimes difficult to draw the line between what's social or educational. And so in this case, we have included them as part of the social program. I won't be describing them in detail, but we have the orchestral rehearsal course with the Conservatory at Salamanca and the interactive concerts like the ones run by La Caixa. The other projects, as I said, are targeted at specific vulnerable groups. And after describing each of them, I will show you a short video by the musicians running those projects, so you can see what it has meant for them and for the group, what the response has been. And to start with, from starting with children at risk of social exclusion because of their ethnic background. First, we traveled to Venezuela, thanks to the Saludarte Foundation. We also learned about the British project In Harmony. And after these trips, we started to design our projects, the artistic director and myself. We looked for a way to develop and implement these projects, and we found the exact site with the help of the City Council of Valladolid. We selected a school which is in Las Delicias district, and this is a school which is I think the ideal school, not just because of the characteristics of the students, but also because of the enthusiastic support of the teachers and administrators. The project was designed in 2010, and we began in February 2011, so almost 2 years ago. We've organized 2 concerts in the chamber room of the Miguel Delibes Auditorium, 1 in Caixa Forum here in Madrid last May, and the last concert to celebrate International Music Day last July 21st. The orchestra is made up of 40 children between 5 and 10 years of age, and they receive extracurricular lessons, choir, instruments, and orchestra. In parallel with the project of educational innovation run by the Regional Ministry of Education, they receive some music training in parallel to what they are taught by the orchestra. The team is made up of Benjamin Payan, who spends 50% of his time with the symphony orchestra and 50% of his time on this project. As well as Benjamin, we also have a string quintet, also stable, musicians from our orchestra, volunteers from the Valladolid Conservatory, both teachers and students. And for the concerts, since the project's only been running for a couple of years, and so the artistic quality is not very high yet, we reinforce it with volunteers from the Symphony Orchestra of Castilla y León. And the goal is to gradually bring in other schools, both from peripheral districts of our provincial capitals as well as smaller towns in our region. This is, I think, the basic objective for the future, and this is the project for this target group at risk of social exclusion. Let's listen to Benjamin tell us about it. I'm from the Orchestra of Castilla-León, and I run the Increscendo project. We work with children in a project that's based on the Venezuelan system. And I have to say that for me, doing this as well as being a pianist with the orchestra is really fulfilling, because I feel that orchestra musicians have a broader role to play than we tend to think. We're not just performers in an orchestra, because musically this is really enriching, but it's also extremely fulfilling socially. And so by taking part in this project, we are able to see other people, other lifestyles. We build bonds with people that otherwise we would never come across. We wouldn't see them amongst our audience generally. And so I think that's in itself extremely enriching for us as musicians and as individuals. Okay, the second workshop I mentioned are the interactive workshops, which are the cornerstone of our project with people with some kind of disability. These interactive workshops began after a training course with David Ballestero and Vicente Garazzo. Then we had another improvisation course with Antonio Serrano, and it was planned so that we could have the right tools to work with these groups. The course helped us launch these workshops in which everyone can take part and interact. And the plan was to get up on a stage and perform in front of an audience after the workshop. We currently have four groups running, carrying out workshops every 2 weeks. The first was in Espacio in Valladolid, which has been running for 3 years, targeting a population with severe cerebral palsy. The second was the Esprona workshop. This is a foundation working with population with all kinds of mental disabilities, and that's running for almost 3 years. The third was the AVEM workshop, that's the Valladolid Multiple Sclerosis Association, that started working in March this year. And we've just now started a new workshop with the people suffering from spinal injuries. The groups are made up of a maximum of 4 musicians and a maximum of 15 participants. And next December 3rd, we will be performing a show together at the Chamber Hall of the auditorium entitled The Enchanted Forest. Let me now show you a video, José Redondo, who runs these workshops.
Hola.
Hello, my name is José Manuel Redondo. I am a soloist with the Castilla-León Symphony Orchestra. And I take part in the workshops that the orchestra has organized as part of its social work. And the goal is to bring music to places we don't normally reach. The workshop I collaborate in takes place in AVEM, which is the Valladolid Association of Multiple Sclerosis. And since these are people who have a disability who are unable to attend our concerts, we go to them, and that way we share our activities with them. It's been an extremely fulfilling experience for us, both because of the interaction with these people and everything that they can teach us and contribute in their daily struggle to get ahead, and also for the musicians in the orchestra, it's exciting to share a project and to do things that are beyond our usual activities and more to do with the orchestra's social commitment, both individually and collectively. And so I think that in general, it's been an extraordinarily fulfilling experience for the orchestra because of everything that we get from these people, and also, I guess, for them, our ability to interact is also enriching. The next project is the percussion workshop, which we run at the Zambrana internment center, which is a prison for minors in Castilla-León. And it was not easy to launch and deploy this project, and yet it was the first that we launched, and the first that had to go on standby for a while. It's for teenagers who are in detention centers, and it was a complex experience for many reasons. We had to get permits and partnership agreements, and some of them were rather reluctant to take part, really not very motivated to begin with. And the first project lasted for about 3 months. The center bought percussion instruments for a total of 2,000 euros. The kids attended some of our performances, and then we had a Christmas concert for their fellow inmates. It's now been 2 years since then, and finally we will be reactivating the workshop at the end of November, and we hope that it will be able to continue indefinitely. There are two percussionists from the orchestra who will be running the workshops, and of course we can't make it very visible for obvious reasons, amongst other things because the privacy of these minors has to be protected by law. I think it's really very motivating for the kids and also for the musicians, and it does help improve their lives in these detention centers. I'll just show you a video with the person running this workshop, Ricardo Moreno, who's a percussionist from our symphony orchestra.
Me llamo Ricardo Moreno, soy percusionista de la Orquesta Sinfónica de Castilla y León.
My name is Ricardo Moreno, I'm a percussionist at the Symphony Orchestra of Castilla y León, and the workshop that I, together with my colleague Ricardo López, run at the Zambrana Juvie Hall is for us, was initially a big challenge because the kids at different ages, between 14 and 22, and a lot of them told us that they had only signed up for the workshop to get out of study hour, and also some of their characteristics. Well, I mean, a lot of them had serious attention deficit, so it really was quite a challenge. But on the other hand, it was ultimately very fulfilling because we did manage to achieve a lot of the original objectives, and I think we did achieve the main objective, which was to bring music to these kids in an organized fashion, which was something they weren't really used to. And also I think for them it meant an opportunity to acquire some basic music knowledge and some technical skills with our instruments, our percussion instruments, and finally, of course, it gave them a chance to learn teamwork, to perform and to collaborate in the whole production of the performance. They organized them, did everything themselves, and it was a great success. So that's basically what it is, to let music help them in their lives. I'm going to try and finish. We also have the accessible music concerts, and this run parallel to our chamber season at the auditorium. And we are the ones who go out to the different centers, mostly run by different NGOs, and we organize a small concert. And then we have another project, which is the Music Marathon for fundraising. This came up more or less spontaneously because we had an in crescendo concert at Christmas, and we thought it might make sense to have activities throughout the day and to relate those to the final concert of it in crescendo. Started out as something that was not very organized, but it turned out to be a real success. We had almost 2,000 people involved in the project, people from the hospital, from the detention center. We had people join in one after another, and it turned into a huge success. Anyway, this is our story. I think it's been really interesting project. And it takes advantage of what we have in-house in the orchestra and around us.